Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to LG Equipment's Q1 FY24 results conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, etc., whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Gaurav from Asian Markets Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Nirav. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you all to the 1Q FY24 earnings conference call of LG Equipment Limited, hosted by Asian Markets Securities. We have with us today Mr. Jairam Varadaraj, Managing Director, representing the company. I now request Mr. Jairam to take us through an overview of the quarterly results, and then we shall begin the Q&A session. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamlesh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate the time that you've taken to be with us on this call. I will take you through the quarter's performance in comparison to the previous year's same quarter, Q1 of last year. So I will first do a reconciliation at an EBITDA level and explain to you where it went right and wrong. So considering the increase in sales and a marginal reduction, I mean, marginal increase in contribution, we should have had an EBITDA of close to 1,100 million. Against that, we have about 860 million. Primary increase has been split, actually, between increase in employee cost and increase in fixed overheads. Nothing to be alarmed about. The increases have been in line with the inflation-based increases around the world as well as in India, as far as employee costs are concerned. As far as fixed costs are concerned, there are certain one-time consultancy fees that we are incurring as part of some of the projects that we are running for improving productivity as well as reducing costs. So nothing to be alarmed about. So overall, I think we've been able to maintain our margins, profitability levels. I'll come back and talk a little bit more on profits. Let me first look at sales. At a consolidated level, our sales have increased by 5% compared to the prior year. This has been a bit of a disappointment, but this is something, as a guidance, we gave during the annual investor call where we said we are going through some painful ERP implementation and integration in North America. So we lost a good part of April and some part of May, but we have come back. We came back in June. So as a consequence, we've had a setback in North America, which actually was lower by almost 25% compared to the previous year. So other than that, so let me go back, as I normally do, starting from Australia. Australia grew not as much as we expected internally, but there was definite growth over the prior year. Southeast Asia was a little disappointing, but nevertheless, it grew compared to previous year. India had a growth of about 12%-15%. Again, could have done better, but we are working on some of the programs. Europe had a significant growth of almost 50%. and our automotive equipment business grew by about 25%. So overall, the growth in revenue was good in Q1, except for a few opportunities for better growth in certain regions and except North America. From a growth split point of view, if I exclude North America, the good thing is our volume grew by 9% and our price realization was about 3.5-4%. So the good thing is that, you know, we are, if you look at the prior year, there was a big correction in pricing in the market, and as a consequence, a big part of last year's growth came from price increase and rather than volume. This quarter, the volume has picked up, so which is a good sign overall that we are gaining sales in real terms. So moving on to the mix of compressors, we are by and large the same at around 45-55% between India and the rest of the world. And we expect that percentage will pretty much continue in the near future. So with this as a background, with North America coming back on stream, I would say that they are at around probably 90-95% of normalcy. Considering all that, we expect that we will grow our actual performance by about another 10-11%. For the second quarter, we will grow compared to the second quarter of previous year. So that is reasonable. We are reasonably confident that we will do that. On the other hand, I think our EBITDA growth would be significantly better, considering that, you know, the sales coming in from North America. North America actually posted a loss because of the significant drop in revenue, so that's going to come back. So we are quite confident that our EBITDA for Q2 will be better than the previous year by a healthy margin, right? So that's, and definitely better than Q1 of this year. So this, from a profitability point of view, overall, I think we have done a good job at a contribution level. We have trimmed, we are leveled out our price increases that we did last year, which was commensurate with the cost increases that were there in all the metal commodities and freight and all that. All that has been leveled out, and right now we are confident that we can continue this level of contribution margin at a gross profit level to sustain into the future. And for us as a company, the last 1.5-2 years was a challenging but also a good experience, because we were able to do a discovery of pricing in the market for a brand called LG, not in India as well as outside. We realized that there was able, and that we were able to get some of it back. So we expect this positive trend to continue on. As far as the cash flow is concerned, quarter one, we did have a positive cash flow. We started with about $600 million as the net debt as of end March, and we closed with $800 million. So we've been able to generate close to about $200 million of cash, which is positive. This is not something that we are happy about. I mean, there is still room for us to be able to reduce inventory and receivables.
Cash.
Yeah. So we should be able to continue to improve our working capital situation with better control over receivables and inventory especially. So that's basically the summary of our performance. As far as CapEx is concerned, as always, our desire to spend is far greater than our capacity and capability to spend. We have hardly spent too much. We have probably spent about 115 million in the first quarter, so we don't expect anything significant to happen. From a business point of view, there are indications of some slowing down in Europe, some slowing down in Europe, in Australia, and India seems to be indicating of some lethargy in finalization, hesitancy in investments. So we'll have to wait and see whether it's an LG-specific response or it's a market, general market response. We'll wait and see. We are also architecting, finalizing some programs to put some special initiatives in the market in India. We'll talk more about it in the upcoming quarters when we have finalized it. So that's basically a summary of our performance in Q1. Be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Harshit Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my first question is a bit of a clarification. When you mentioned a volume growth of 9% YOY and a pricing growth of 3.5% to 4%, is this at India level, right?
No, this is at a consolidated level without North America. North America, like I said, was lower than last year, so that kind of distorts the performance in Q1. So to give a clearer picture of steady state performance, I removed North America.
Understood, sir. So sir, what would be the breakup of this 12% to 15% of India growth similarly in volume and pricing terms?
It's very similar.
Okay, sure. My second question is on the pricing of our compressors in, let's say, North America and Europe. Let's say, hypothetically, we sell an oil-lubricated or an oil-free screw compressor here in India at, let's say, X rupees. What would be the similar pricing in USA or the European market? I understand that it would vary on the market dynamics, our positioning in that particular market and so on and so forth. But just as a broad indicator, any ballpark range if you could give?
You know, I can't give a specific number because the scope of the product itself is different. What we sell in India is different in scope compared to what we sell in Europe and compared to what we sell in the US. Because of local requirements, statutory things, the product itself is not strictly comparable. It is only the overall architecture of the product and the manufacturing philosophy, they're all constant. But the design is different, the cost structures are different. So it's very difficult to answer that question.
Understood. Sir, just lastly on the European expansion plan, are we on track to post a little bit of profit or break even, or is there any change in that particular scenario?
Well, our plan is not to break even this year. Our plan is to break even in 24-25, and we are on track to make that happen.
Understood. Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Suraj, Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just want to understand how the Indian market is planning out in terms of demand across the key categories like industrial, infra, water, etc.
Okay. So, on the industrial side, there are specific verticals that are continuing to have a good inquiry pipeline. But the conversion velocities seem to have slowed down a bit. So that's what I said. Whether it's a problem for LG or whether it is peculiar to our customers or is it a general market thing, we will know in a month or two. As far as portable compressors are concerned, which is really going into a lot of infrastructural work like roads and dams and airports and general construction, that has a very strong opportunity for us. Water well seems to be making some very preliminary indications of requirements, but it's very early days. It could just flatten out. We don't know whether it's a sustainable thing. You know?
So, another on demand outlook on international market like Middle East, Europe, North America and Australia. Can you brief me about this?
So, like I explained during when I was talking about sales, Australia there is a definite slowing down. We have grown, but we have not grown to what we thought we are going to grow, and that is not because we have lost share, it is because overall the market is a little sluggish. The same thing seems to be in Europe as well. North America is not showing any sign of any slowing down. The drop in our North America business had nothing to do with the market. It was more our internal ability to execute, which we are picking up and we are bringing it back to normal. So overall, I would say its market is there, it's growing, but nowhere near what we thought it's going to grow. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Manish Goel from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Good,
sir. Thank you so much. Just trying to clarify, you mentioned that India has grown 12 to 15%. So when I look at the standalone numbers, YOY is decline of 4%. So I believe this includes exports from India. So
right.
When you mentioned that India is 12 to 15% growth, that is you are referring to excluding exports.
Yeah, yeah. It is only India sales. This doesn't include sales to subsidiaries and direct exports that are done in the standalone books.
Okay. Because, sir, if I probably dwell further, then on sequential basis, it has declined 12%. So is it that our direct exports are also probably slowed down, and maybe because U.S. is undergoing ERP implementation, then exports to U.S. subsidiaries would also have gone down. So how should we read into it, sir?
No. Like I said in the first in the annual thing, we said we're going to rein in our working capital, and this is part of the program. So a big chunk of our earlier standalone sales was going to subsidiaries, and that was going at a pace which was dictated earlier when the lead times for shipment were very high and uncertainties were there. So we had kind of bulked up on inventory, and we were continuing to bulk up based on longer lead time. But once the lead time stabilized, we really have throttled it. We're continuing to throttle the sales to bring it back to normal levels or the inventory. So you will continue to see that in the second quarter as well.
Sure, sir. And on one more clarification on, as you were giving your opening remarks, on Europe market, did you mention Europe saw 50% growth? Just maybe if you can talk.
Almost 50. Yeah.
Okay. And now we expect that probably some signs of slowdown in Europe and Australia.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, you did mention, sir, that you plan to break even in FY 2024-25, and despite the strong sales growth. So is it that we probably have taken a call to invest more than what earlier we would have anticipated and then continue to?
Manish, our growth was like a hockey stick, the plan. So initial periods of our entire strategic plan for Europe had lower percentages of growth in the earlier years and a steep increase in the growth in the subsequent years. And what we are seeing now is part of that hockey stick. And we are carefully watching it and seeing how do we ensure that, you know, things stay on the rails, yeah.
Right. Okay. And you also mentioned that in Q1, North American sales were down 25%. That is, you are referring to YOY or the sequential numbers?
Yeah, year-on-year.
Year-on-year. Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks a lot for all the clarifications.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of R. Govindraj, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is regarding this one-time consultancy fee. How much was that paid out, sir?
Sorry, sorry. You have to repeat your question a little slowly.
Regarding this one-time consultation fee, what was the quantum paid out, sir?
What is it? Consultation?
Consultation fee.
Consultation fee, I don't have the number in front of me, so I can't give you the exact.
Okay, sir. And the second is regarding that Siemens order. In the exchange filing, it was mentioned that 1,200 sets of main compressors. So does it mean that one set consists of two or three compressors, sir?
Mr. Govindraj, you have to speak a little slowly as well as because your voice is very garbled. I'm not able to make out what you're saying.
Sir, regarding this Siemens order.
Yes.
If you said that.
Sorry to interrupt you. Govindraj, can I request you to speak through the handset? And if you can keep the handset a little away from your mouth, a little airy sound coming from your line when you're speaking.
Sir, this is regarding the Siemens order, wherein 1,200 sets of main compressors are being given. Does one set contributes two main compressors or three main compressors, sir?
Two.
Two. Okay, sir. And are we supplying to this Vande Bharat train also?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And how many compressors are going for each set of Vande Bharat train, sir?
It depends on the number of train sets in a train, right? So Vande Bharat is more like an EMU.
Yes, sir.
It's not like the Siemens locomotive. These are electrical multiple units. So it depends.
And it is a set of four cars contributing in multiples of four, sir. So each four car will have a compressor?
There'll be one per multiple unit.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And how much was the wage cost increase during this increment given about the wages, employee cost, sir? How much was the increase, sir?
It was between 8 to 10%.
Okay, sir. And how the raw material prices are stabilizing or still it is in downtrend, sir?
Sorry?
Raw material cost.
Yeah.
Is it coming down or staying at a bit of
flat? It was pretty stable.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your answer, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Harshit Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity again, sir. Just a follow-up from the previous participant's question. Could you indicate what is the quantum of that order from Siemens and what would be the execution timeline? I think it would be the same as the Siemens' execution for those 12,000 HP locos, right?
Yeah. So the quantum of the value of the business is about 1,900 crores, split between equipment and long-term service agreement. The service agreement is over a 35-year period. The supply of compressors is over a 12-year period.
Okay, and what would be the split of this 900 crore between these two elements, equipment
once,
and service?
We will announce that once we get the final order from Siemens. At that point, we will make disclose that.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Navin Vijay from NS Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. In your opening remarks, you mentioned some slack in the order conversions domestically. Could you give some more color on that? I mean, in which sectors particularly or something of that sort, sir?
I don't think it's anything specific to any sector. Like I said, it's across the spectrum. Across all sectors, we are seeing inquiry levels are still quite strong. It is just the speed of conversion seems to be a little slow. So I can't blame it on or pinpoint it to any specific sector. Of course, there are some sectors like textiles which are weak and have been weak for almost a year now.
Understood. Given that few economies are entering into a recession technically and then we are also seeing some slowdown here, does that alter your growth projections or do you want to stay intact at least for this quarter, sir?
Definitely it will affect our internal budgets that we have, which I really don't want to talk about. But we will have a challenge getting our budgets done. But we're working on multiple options. We still have close to 8 months to 7 to 8 months to work on alternate options. As far as percentage growth is concerned, I think we were expecting to grow double digit, but probably it'll come down to a high single digit.
That's for this fiscal, sir?
Sorry?
That's for this year you're saying, sir?
Yeah, for the year.
Yeah. Okay. And my last question is, over the long term, sir, where do you see the new thrust areas coming? Where are you working on? Apart from the steady state business that we are carrying on now, sir?
Well, there is no steady state for us because our we've been on a strategy to grow the business globally. We have identified key markets that we want to focus on, which is Australia, Indonesia, Thailand, India, Europe and America. And we have identified the products that we want to work on. So those are the strategic thrust areas. The market size is huge. Our presence in these markets is small. And that is really what we want to focus on.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time in answering all these questions, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Kamlesh Kota from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Kamlesh.
Hi. Sir, just wanted to understand some more of the railway opportunity for us. Do we also have some more opportunities across, you can just enlighten us about the metro and the freight part of it, because there seems to be a lot of investment going on, also planning now.
Yeah.
So it would be awesome.
So, you know, our presence in the metro segment in our country is very small, right? And the reason is not because we don't have a product or our product is not capable of functioning in it. It's primarily because metro tenders are global tenders, and almost all of them are won by global electrical multiple unit railway unit manufacturers, and they have their suppliers in, whether it is in Europe or the US or Japan or Korea, they have their own suppliers which are homologated for their supply. Now, we have really not gone out to these OEMs to get our compressors homologated into their units. But with the entry of the private locomotive manufacturers in India, we see an opportunity to get compressors homologated even for the electrical multiple units. But it's very early days to talk anything specific about it, Kamlesh, but the opportunity could be quite significant.
And on the freight side, sir?
On the freight side, we are quite strong. We are freight and passenger, intercity freight, intercity passenger trains were very strong. At the moment, bulk of almost 90% of the production of locomotives are by government-owned locomotive manufacturers. Quite high. But with the entry of companies like Siemens and Alstom, with whom we have good relationship with, even when the switch happens from government manufactured locos to privately made locos, we will continue to have that, our presence there.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Navin Vijay from NS Capital. Please go in. Navin, may I request to unmute your line and go ahead with the question, please?
Yeah. Just a small query on the replacement cycle for the railway, sir. How does it differ from the previous locos to the EMUs? Is it the same, like every 4 to 5 years, or is it varying now, sir?
None of the railways is 4 to 5 years. I mean, typically compressors last about 15 years. But there is a lot of maintenance and service and overhaul that happens during that 15-year cycle. Right?
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. sir would like to make any closing comments?
No, thank you. I appreciate, as always, the patience and time that all of you have taken. So I look forward to a better second quarter, and I look forward to speaking with you at the end of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Asian Market Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.